to Muscle Girls, Inc., presented by RxMuscle.com. You are about to hear two of the smartest and sexiest IFBB pros tell it like it is. Here are your hosts, Colette Nelson and Chrissy Chin.
Welcome to the premiere episode of Muscle Girls, Inc. Radio. My name's Colette Nelson, IFBB professional bodybuilder, and I am joined by my sexy Asian persuasion co-host, IFBB pro figure competitor, Chrissy Chin.
Hi, Colette.
Chrissy, this is our first and hopefully many radio shows to come, and I find it kind of interesting you're holding down the West Coast out there in California while I'm here in New York taking care of business in the East.
Well, I'm glad I'm out here in Cali with the temperatures over there. I'm in 70-degree weather, but what's even funnier, Colette, is that being Chinese, I always thought I would be the one from the Eastern world.
Yeah, speaking of East, weren't you born in China, and then you grew up over here in New York?
Yes, I did. Actually, I was born and raised in New York, and what is quite funny is actually I went to University of Maryland for a couple of years, and I had this thick Long Island accent when I first went down there. And everyone was like, oh, Chrissy, just say this word, say that word, because with my accent, they're like, it looks so weird to see an Asian with this thick Long Island accent. And they would make me say dog and draws all the time.
I swear to you, I always say that there's nothing like Long Island. Since I moved out here, I was like, nobody talks like these people do. They have this real crazy, like, nowhere else in the world do you have, there's a Long Island accent, you know? No one else can quite figure it out, but thank God I haven't acquired it.
Are you making fun of us Long Islanders?
I don't know, Chrissy. I still miss New York City. Everybody there just, there's a place where I don't even know. You have a mixture of everybody. There's no real, anything speaks anyone, and it just works there.
That is true. The city is one great place.
Yes,
but
it is.
But listen, we have a great show. You know, the Arnold Classic is just right around the block from us. It's only 3 short days away, and obviously we're both working booths, you at Species and I at the AOR booth, but we won't be competing this year. However, we do have 2 special guests for our first show tonight, and I'm super excited about, and I couldn't think of 2 better reps for female athletes of the sport. We have Iris Kyle and Monica Brandt.
I know, I am so excited about that, and I'm so happy these two ladies were able to take some time out, because I know how nutty I am a week before a show. I don't want to deal with really anyone, so I was like begging them on email. I know this is your week before your show, but please, this is going to be fun. So they were really, really great, so I'm so excited. But let's get to our show, Chrissy. This is like kind of a cool, fun segment. It's the Did You Know segment. We want to educate the people on Muscle Girl Inc. You know, we don't want to just make it just another radio show. We want to kind of turn the tables a little bit. And I think you should start it off with what these folks out there didn't know and will know after our radio show.
I'd love to.
You know, now let's go on to Did You Know?
Okay, well, now, did you know there are over 200 million registered users on MySpace alone? Now, if MySpace were a country, it would be the 5th largest in the world between Indonesia and Brazil. Now, that is just crazy.
And this is the best part. Tell them what the number one ranked broadband internet country is. Who would ever think this?
I would never have guessed this, especially looking at the numbers on where the U.S. landed. But the number one ranked country in broadband internet is actually Bermuda. And we came in at a number 19 for the U.S.
And that's strange because, MySpace is like everywhere. But even weirder than that, you know, this whole thing with, you know, the social networking stuff kind of bothers me, because I somehow got impersonated on Facebook, and it was really bizarre because I was getting these emails from female bodybuilders and phone calls because someone was pretending to be me soliciting female bodybuilders and being totally inappropriate. So I'd get emails and phone calls saying, you know, Colette, is everything okay with you and Dave? And I'm like, yeah, why? What are you talking about? They're like, well, because you last night asked me if you would get naked together and you wanted to see and feel my arms and all this. I'm like, what? I mean, it was totally inappropriate. I'm like, first off, I hope you didn't think that was me. And then I got really irritated. I had to contact Facebook. So, you know, needless to say, Chrissy, the only social network out there, RX Muscle Place. That is really me on there, and that's the only one to belong to. What do you think about that?
Oh, I agree with you totally. I had a similar experience, but over at MySpace, where someone hacked into my MySpace, so I couldn't even get back into it because they changed the password, email, and everything. And I've been having the hardest time getting through to MySpace to delete that account. I'm trying to tell them, and they keep sending me this random response all the time saying, do this, do this, and it does not solve my situation. So I have someone out there pretending to be me, and then I had someone call me the other day who wanted to do a video shoot at me, and they're like, you know, I thought you were kind of rude at first because I kept MySpacing, and you didn't answer me. And I was like, oh, I am not like that at all. Trust me, I'm the most down-to-earth person. And unfortunately, yeah, my MySpace did get hacked into.
That was irritating. It's deceiving. You're like, it's not me, I swear. So for all those people that are going to MySpace thinking it's you, Chrissy, they better think twice.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, but I agree with you. RX Muscle Place is the place to be now, and it is growing rapidly.
Yeah.
So that's nice to see.
It's cool. For students starting a four-year tech degree, for students that start a four-year tech degree, half of what they will learn will be outdated in the third year. I mean, that's scary. And then by 2013, a supercomputer will be built that exceeds the computational capabilities of the human brain. And finally, it is predicted that by 2049, a $1,000 computer, a wimpy little $1,000 computer, will exceed the computational capabilities of the entire human species. What do you think about that, Chrissy?
I think that is crazy. That's just interesting.
So if you don't know how to turn on a computer by now, I mean, you're
going to
be blown away in another 40 years.
Wow, now that doesn't help someone win Jeopardy, right?
That's so true. So true.
I guess that just shows you how the internet is the future. And, you know, internet radio is right there with it. So soon people will be listening to the internet radio while they're driving their car and hopefully listening to our show, Muscle Girls Inc.
I know they're going to be like driving around like, oh my God, that Muscle Girls Inc. show. I got to turn that on. Chrissy and Colette. I mean, that's what's going on, right?
Well, that's going to be the number one programmed radio station in their cars. You know that.
I know it. And speaking of all that crazy, you know, internet stuff, I mean, Chrissy, weren't you the reigning Muscle Mob Jeopardy champion speaking of Jeopardy?
Oh, yes. Yes. And I had two very challenging competitors. I had Tricky Jackson and Heather, which were both tough competitors, but I had a wonderful time. And yes, I'm enjoying my Progenix, which is actually fabulous products by Dr. Scott Connolly.
Yeah, that was a great thing to win, actually. So I'm still very proud of you, Chrissy. I know when I tell people I know you, that's what I say. I don't say anything about anything. I say, you know what? She's the Muscle Mob Jeopardy champion.
Well, thank you. I made sure I studied hard. I couldn't look bad on the radio, especially David's like, you know, she's one of the most intelligent girls I know. I'm like, oh, great. Put the pressure on.
I know, right? And then they ask you when your birthday was. You're like, oh, my God, when was that? Well, Chris, I have to tell you about this funny story because you know, I think our listeners will get a kick out of it. I always have this dream of somehow, I don't know, I guess like I'm like a performer at heart, and I always think, you know what, this is going to be my big chance. And I go out for anything and everything, and New York City being so close, like, why not? So I get this email, and I talk to this agent that I have out in the New York City. He's like, Clay, you should try out for being a coach on The Biggest Loser. And I'm like, really? And Dave, of course, thinks I'm crazy, and I'm, you know, whatever. But I always think you got to be in it to win it. So it's Saturday morning. This is last week. I get up. I drive into the city, park the car, spend like, you know, I couldn't believe it, but, you know, out by 34th Rockefeller, it was like $60 to park for like 2 hours. I couldn't believe it. I was like, whoa. But needless to say, I'm in line. There was people started lining up Thursday before the show. There were over, I don't know, something like 6,000 to 10,000 people lining up to be in
God.
The Biggest Loser. And it was kind of funny because I'm in line and I just pulled the old agent card. I said, you know, I can't do this because my agent was kind of a little flaky and he didn't get in touch with the people. So I go up to the front of the line because there was no way. I was out the door. I was ready to drive home. And I go, listen, I'm Colette Nelson. Like, you know, they don't, you know, like, who knows?
You don't know
I
who
mean,
I
no
am.
One knows who I am. I mean, I'm totally dreaming here. I'm like, I'm Colette Nelson. And, you know, my agent called to get me a special invite VIP ticket to get into this thing. I had them totally snowed. So they actually put me at the front of the line. It was freezing cold. They actually got me to sit inside the NBC studios and wait. Everybody's in there like looking like, who the hell am I, you know?
They're not liking you very much at this
point. Oh, they're hating me. Everybody, these people have been around. I just walk up to the front of the line. These people are like, yeah, I've been out here since 7 a.m. and it's now like 1 o'clock and it's freezing out there. So, you know, I get into the audition and who knows? I mean, if the funny thing is, you know, being the fiance of Mr. Dave Palumbo, they're like, oh, is Dave here? He's perfect. We're looking for a highly, you know, maniacal looking guy with tattoos. It's all what they're looking for. It didn't, you know, I wasn't really what they were looking for. They were looking for really a crazy, ripped, maniacal looking, muscle bound, tattooed, mean looking guy. So I'm at this audition and they're asking for Dave. I'm like,
you're like, great, thanks. Am I chopped liver?
I know. I was totally chopped liver, Chrissy. Complete chopped liver. But, I mean, it was actually a fun experience. I always think those things are kind of cool. You never know. I mean, they're actually going to find out. I sent Dave stuff in because you know me. I'm like, you know, hey, man, we could go to California. They want you to go out there for 4 months. And it was kind of cool. I mean, I you know, we'll never know. By March 15th, they let you know. So.
Well, you're right. You never know. But I have my money on you.
Yeah, thank you.
Is there a lot of money involved in that?
Well, actually, the funny thing was, I know Jim and Bill that won, the twins that won like a couple years ago.
Uh-huh.
And Jillian, I mean, I don't know how much this is lucrative and I should be telling you this, but let me just put it to you this way. This is a figure that was thrown out there because of her other contracts. Last year, by being on The Biggest Loser and all her other deals and endorsements and everything, she made around $12
million. Oh, that is insane.
That's insane money.
Now, when you make that $12 million, Colette, you got to remember who your co-host is.
That's
on the
Chrissy Chin. I mean,
you can't forget that. When those big dollars start rolling through that door on Long Island, you need to remember that.
You can't forget, right? The beginning, Chrissy, the beginning.
You can't remember where we started.
Oh, my gosh. That's great.
Okay, Colette, let's introduce our next part of our show, which we're going to have on a weekly basis, and it's called What's in the Email Bag.
Oh, I love this.
So I thought, you know, we could do a little something different, and of course, we will not disclose any names from the people that are kind enough to take the time out of their schedules to email us.
And Chrissy, now that we've said that, you know the emails are going to get worse, but I love it.
But I love it.
Me too.
I love receiving these emails. They brighten your day, put a little smile on your face, even if you're having the worst day.
Right.
Don't you agree?
I totally. Okay, let me have yours first.
Okay. So I was sifting through emails, and I won't read the entire email, but I'll just read a portion. I thought it was very, very sweet, and the gentleman that sent it even put one of those little pictures next to it with a little guy blowing bubbles, but the bubbles are actually little hearts flowing everywhere, so I thought it was kind of cute.
Aw.
But
the love, Chrissy.
I think he's love. Well, this is what he says, and I thought it was very cute. He goes, "Hi, Chrissy, I just saw you, and you are so F-bleep hot, babe." You know that F was...
Yeah.
"Unbelievable. I just love you so much. Now, this is the kicker. You ready?"
Mm-hmm. This is the best part.
"Your body is the best remedy for impotency and the biggest rival of Viagra, at least for me. I just love you, honey."
You know what, Chris? Doesn't that make you feel good about yourself?
Oh, it does. Now, you know, Pfizer is in trouble now.
Pfizer's,
you know that.
Definitely in trouble. We'll have pictures of you, Chrissy, on the Viagra battle. That's what I think.
It's going to be Chinagra. It's going to take over Viagra.
Chinagra. I love it. All right, well, mine get a little weirder, okay? Because on the female bodybuilder sense, I don't know what this whole thing is, because they're all into the submissive stuff. Like, they think we're like these crazy, super strong, super powered people, all right? So, but this guy's very serious. This is not a joke. This is very serious to him.
Oh, I gotta hear this.
He's like, "Tell me honestly, Colette, and please do not lie. What's the hard truth about the head and body scissor? Can a woman really make a man submit if she catches him in a perfect head scissor? You're a female bodybuilder, so if you trap, let's say, me, a 240, 250-pound muscular man in a front head scissor or rear head scissor, would you be able to keep me locked in and unable to pull apart? Or maybe it be impossible? Please, tell me the truth. Do not lie."
I think he's telling you that he doesn't want you to let it go.
It's so hard to say. I just love the intensity of the email, because some people love this stuff. I mean, that's
hey,
the internet opens up a whole new world for people to fantasize about.
No, and he's just so detailed that I was actually visualizing you doing this to him.
Oh, gosh.
And by the tone of his email, he's picturing your legs wrapped around his head and hoping that you won't let go of his head.
Isn't that such a glorious thought? I think Dave right now is listening to that going, "Oh, my God."
What emails did you get?
Oh, my gosh. Dave, don't get any ideas. There'll be no head scissoring tonight. Oh, my gosh.
Only if you misbehave.
Right, only if he misbehaves, you know? Gosh, you know? I've been working out my legs pretty hard, just so everybody knows.
If you don't give up the peanut butter, you get a headlock.
That's right. That's totally true. Well, Chrissy, you know, we do have the Arnold next week, and... You know, we have two exciting guests, of course, that are doing the Arnold. But, you know, let's talk a little bit about it. I mean, you know, we're both not doing it, so we're kind of outsiders looking in, which, to be honest with you, if anybody's ever tried dieting through December, January, and February, it's sometimes good to be an outsider looking in, at least on my end.
During the holidays, it has to be tough dieting, but I give it to all these women that are going to be stepping on stage this coming week.
Absolutely. I mean, I think we're really excited to see the Miss International for the bodybuilding end, because, you know, it was an interesting year with, you know, what happened last year with Iris, and, you know, she's definitely going to be back with a vengeance. She turned around and won the Miss Olympia, and, you know, these girls, they're really good, Chrissy. They're really, really good. We've got, you know, obviously Iris, Betty Viana, who has a wonderful physique, a beautiful flow to her body.
Yeah, I agree.
Absolutely.
And Yasani, who's always a threat for top spot.
Always. You know, she nails it just right. She's always a threat. You know, you have even Maya Mendoza, the smaller girls, Kathy LaFrancois. These are really girls that have a beautiful look. They're always really well packaged. And then you can't forget, and I have to mention her because, you know, she is a dark horse and she's always been a silent threat even as an amateur and now even as a pro bodybuilder. You know, we're just waiting for her to just nail it all right at the right show. And that's Isabel Terrell. You know, have you seen her physique?
Oh, I agree. I agree with you. I think she is going to be the dark horse on that stage coming up this week.
You know, and I'm going to talk to Iris about this too. You know, the thing I love about Iris and when people talk about just what it takes to be Miss Olympia, it is her consistency. And that is so hard to match. And I think that's what she does. I mean, there's never a show that Iris really doesn't give it her all. And she's always in shape. And the other girls, there can be an off show or an on show. It's just, when does Iris have an off show?
I don't think I've ever seen her have an off
show.
Her conditioning is always pretty much spot on.
I know. So we'll see if Isabel can nail her conditioning and, you know, kind of, you know, push into that second place. You never know. I mean, I don't know. I'm not saying wherever, but she has the ability to do that, I think, with her genetics.
Yeah, I think this week on stage between the bodybuilders, the fitness and figure competitors, they have tough lineups. And even if you go look over on the figure stage coming up, we have the defending champ, Gina Aliotti, that is always pretty much top condition, great stage presence, and just a beautiful overall look. But of course, you know, challenging her, we have Monica.
Yeah.
Who's coming back on stage after a little break. And there's a lot of people that are going to be right up with her, just like Crystal Richardson, Zaville, you know, Adela, Hung Arsenis, who had a great year last year, even finishing winning with a pro win at the Sacramento Pro Show. So the figure stage is going to be a tough one. I'm looking forward to watching all the beautiful ladies on stage.
Yeah, it's going to be, I think it's going to be fun show. Anything, any thoughts on fitness? What do we think? Because I know Kim Klein is no longer competing. You never know from year to year, but I did hear she retired.
That's what I heard, and I was disappointed because she's one of my favorite fitness athletes, and her physique, I think, is just phenomenal. I want to steal from her. But I think one of the favorites going into it is Jen Hendershot, who's from the area, so she always gets the crowd going with her routines, which are always entertaining.
Yeah, I can't. I always look forward to her routine absolutely every year. I can't wait. So
just full of energy, and then you have Tandy Johnson, who does awesome energetic routines also. But right on the top, you also have, of course, Tracy Greenwood, who, notched a couple wins last year. And then
another consistent competitor, the consistency in her. Yep.
Her and Julie Palmer. Julie Palmer has, her conditioning is always spot on shows also. So it's going to be a really, really wonderful show to watch with all these top competitors competing against one another.
And just think, next year we'll be doing this show, we'll be talking about the bikini girls.
Oh, that's right, the new bikini division. I'm really interested to see how that goes and how it's going to affect the judging.
So MPC Bikini, actually. I think they're launching it at the Arnold, the first beginning of that, I think, right?
Yes, that's what I heard, that they added it to the Arnold, and I think...
You know, Chrissy, that's what we're going to talk about, I think, just our overall thoughts on that next week after the Arnold,
see what we'll cover we'll do a little recap on all the competitions that went on over the weekend. And give a little people inside of
maybe
the bikini division.
Maybe we should try to get the bikini winner on our show. That's a thought, Chrissy. We'll talk about that at the Arnold.
Okay, that sounds great. Yeah.
All right.
I'll be seeing you in a couple days.
All right, Chrissy. Let's take a 2-minute commercial break, and we'll be right back with Iris Kyle.
Muscle Girls, Inc. ALR Industries. ALR Industries products are backed by 3 decades of experience in the science and lifelong dedication to bodybuilding from its founder, author L. Ray. In 2001, ALR Industries was created to give the hardcore bodybuilder the edge you need to build the perfect beast. Hyperdrive 3.0 is a synergistic blend of fat-burning herbs which yields the most potent legally available formula on the market today. Hyperdrive 3.0 will burn fat, control your appetite, improve your mood and focus, and give you an energy boost you've never experienced. Restore blocks estrogen, enhances libido, and optimizes free testosterone. You'll be stronger, recover faster, and build muscle like never before. Then, fuel your workouts with the great-tasting and energy-enhancing Hyper Shot. Hyper Shot will boost your athletic performance to new levels, allowing you to train harder, improve your endurance, and get the most out of your time in the gym. Whining is not an option for those who refuse to accept mediocrity. Visit ALRIndustries.com today. RXMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise. Up-to-the-minute news and more. Visit the RXMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows, including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RXMuscle.com.
Hi, this is Monica Brand, and you're listening to Muscle Girls, Inc. with Colette and Chrissy.
Chrissy, I am so excited to introduce our next guest. She is one of my favorite bodybuilders, and not only that, the 5-time Miss Olympia, 3-time Miss International, and in my opinion, and I think the opinion of others, might be the greatest bodybuilder ever to grace the stage. This woman I'm talking about is none other than Miss Olympia, Miss Iris Kyle.
Yay! Thank you so much for that opening. I really appreciate it. I wouldn't say I'm the greatest. I'm one of the best because Linda Murray still has some time on me, but I really appreciate the compliment.
Yeah, but Iris at 34, I mean, and no injuries, and I mean, I think about it myself. I've got so many damn injuries, and you are just like... You really don't, the end is so far from, these people are competing into their 50s. I mean, who knows? I think if you just keep going, I can't see, you just keep getting better.
Thank you so very much.
And, you know, you're obviously, you know, one of the most gifted athletes. I mean, your genetics are incredible. I mean, you could have chosen any sport. You could have done tennis, track and field. I mean, sports that make money. And you choose bodybuilding, the sport with the least amount of money and the most amount of controversy.
And you know what? You pegged it on the nose. I don't know how in the heck with all this brain I have sitting up on my head that I get into this. But I think where it took off at is when I was in the gym one day, a promoter, he had a show like in 8 weeks. He was like, oh, my God, you have a great physique. Are you a bodybuilder? I mean, it was just feeding me, my ego. And I'm like, me? And I'm looking at my friend like, no way. So he said, you should come enter in my show. And I did this little local Christian bodybuilding show. And believe it or not, I didn't know what I was doing. We went to the store and picked up all these books and started reading and, you know, just copying everything, word for word in the book. And I guess the next thing you know, I was on stage competing and I got the bug. And ever since then, I'm like, wow, I can actually do this. But then as I got further along and I got hooked and I started seeing what it was really about, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so hooked on something that's really not that, you know, money-making. That, I mean, for the women, I would say, it's just like so damn hard. So you're right, I should have picked tennis, or no, I should have played golf.
There you go. You should have played golf, I know. It's just as expensive, too, so wouldn't, you know what I mean? But at least definitely can make more money.
Yes, definitely. So I guess it's really the love that I have for the sport and the fans and, you know, things that, like, exactly what you said, it's really motivating. It makes me want to keep going and strive to continue to be better and show others that it's a possibility that they can do the same thing, or even better, you know what I mean? So I think it's just me being an icon of the sport and representing the sport and showing others that, hey, you can start here, but, hey, you never know where you can end up at.
And isn't it addicting, Iris? That's how I got into it. I love that you could actually change your body.
I know. It's like, whoa.
You can't even believe it.
I have a fatty right here. Now I don't have nothing but... pure muscle? Yeah, it's possible.
Uh-huh. Iris, I must ask, you know, obviously you're an icon in the sport and you're an inspiration to so many female athletes out there. When did you start training and what is your training style like right now?
I started competing 1994, 96, somewhere in there. That's when I started being competitive. But I've always been athletic. I played basketball, ran cross country. So I was always athletic in high school, in my youth. But actually getting on stage, becoming that official bodybuilder, it was in 94.
Iris, I once read that, you never know what you read is true, but did you get up in the middle, who knows where I read this? You get up in the middle of the night and do cardio at like 3:30 in the morning? Like your schedule's very, I know your schedule's got to be very regimented, but is that true or is that just something I read?
I have done a 3-4 o'clock deal several times because I figure, look, if I'm going to lay in bed and I can't rest, I can't sleep, and you know when you're getting ready for a show, your mind is racing, hell, why don't I just go ahead, I had adequate rest throughout the day, go ahead and get my cardio over, and the next thing you know, I don't have to do anything but the weight train. So yes, I've done that several times. And when my mom was sick with cancer and I had to sleep at the hospital. I used to leave the hospital room and go do cardio at 24-hour fitness and come back. And it was wee hours, so my body kind of got used to it.
Right.
So right now, I'm like even getting up at 2 o'clock, like, okay, I'm just going to do cardio. But I can't sleep, so I'll do my cardio, and I'm at the gym like 6 o'clock or something, you know what I mean? So I have, but it's not something that I regularly do, no.
Well, Iris, you got to tell me not to do this, because I've been a person that, like, trains really heavy, like thinking that's the only way to put on muscle. And I've read that you don't actually, I mean, I do stupid things, and that's why I have torn labrums and biceps tendon problems. I mean, I want you to tell me and tell others that you don't need to train ridiculously heavy to put on muscle, because people, you know, a lot of girls are getting these crazy injuries because that's what we think in our head.
I tell you what, heavy is not in my repertoire, never. I train real smart, I go full range of motion, control, and I'm all into the symmetrical part of the sport. That's it. Us women, we just need some mass on our physique to make it presentable. We're not in the same category as the guys, so we don't have to train that heavy, and that heaviness is just going to tear your body down, and over the years, you're not going to be able to do what you used to be able to do. I stick with moderation, and I'll be honest with you, I can lift 90, 100-pound dumbbells, but I do that for egotistic reasons. When I have these guys looking at me, and they're looking at my arms, and they're like, flexing? I'm like, okay, let me show you something. But for the most part, no, stick with moderate weight, and that's the only way. And you can do all types of supersets, drop sets, and still get that same muscle. And believe it or not, each contest you go into, of course, you want to show a little bit different in your package. So all you're looking to gain is maybe 2 to 3 extra pounds, and that's a lot for a woman.
So you're not one of these people that, like, has to get in there and deadlift, like, 500 pounds and stuff like that that people talk about doing?
Never.
See,
never.
I got to, Iris, I mean, I just, like, sometimes, and I wish I had, like, had you in my life, like, 10 years ago, because I just thought that was the only way. You know, I came from Michigan, too. I think you're from Michigan, too,
right? Michigan, too, yes.
I trained at this crazy gym out in East Lansing, and I trained with a bunch of crazy guys, and it was just, they got it in my mentality that, like, if I don't do these, lift as absolutely as heavy as I can, I'm not going to get anywhere. And I wish I had some more of a positive female influence to say there's other ways to put on muscle, because, you know, I'm looking at some injuries, and I'm not that old, you know, and it's unfortunate.
And you know, normally guys do have that mentality to say, okay, you got to lift heavy. They want you to lift heavy. And when you do train with the guy, that's what normally takes place.
Yep.
And, you know, I used to train with Patrick Lynn all the time. He's like, you're such a wimp. I'm like, I'll be a wimp, but I guarantee you I'm going to display my package perfectly with the weights that I'm using them and prevent myself from having any form of injuries.
Yeah, and you've done that. I mean, man, if I could have done it over again.
You should have met Iris 10 years ago.
I know. Totally. Should have said, Clip, what are you doing?
Iris, I have to ask you, every time I see you, you are in phenomenal shape. I need to know what you eat in off-season. Do you go off your diet during off-season?
Girl, do I go off.
See, she is human, Christy. She's human.
Next week to come so I can have my Fuzzy's pizza. I mean, they have the best pizza, and I have that at least once a week. But you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I do cardio year-round. So I can tend to keep my weight, like, no higher than 15 pounds off season. I love a lot of sushi, and after I'm getting through competing, I'm not eating no chicken, no fish, and all these different vegetables. Our body needs a break for those things. So when it's time to diet, your body feed off those things and say yes. You know what I mean? So to eat those things year-round and then expect your body to also transformate into a great physique, I just can't see it happening. You know what I mean?
Another thing I think you're right about. I really do. I think girls get too crazy. They get caught up, and then they...
Too caught up.
Yep.
And figure that, okay, I got to eat year-round like this. Oh, no, I can't have that. Your body needs those different fats and those different variations of carbohydrates. You know what I mean?
Your body likes change.
Of course, I have my ice cream, my yogurt, and my pizza. I'm not too into the real fast food things, like the McDonald's and things of that nature, but I prepare those things at home.
You have balance. You have a real life, and that's what people, I think, they get no balance. They're just like, it just consumes their everything. You know, they could become like a robot. Now, Iris, let's get to the crazy questions. Like, we got to talk about last year, because I couldn't believe it. I thought it was ridiculous myself, but it did happen. How could you have, you know, last year at the Miss International, where you were marked down and placed 7th? I mean, let's forget about the whole controversy of that. How do you come back? I mean, and how did you come back and say, you know what, that's it. I don't care what the, I mean, I think my mind would just have been like, oh, you know, you came back, won the Miss Olympia, and said, you know what, hey, forget about it.
Yeah, you know what?
How do you do that?
God works from the beginning to the end. And if I am going to practice what the Lord wants me to practice, walk the path that he has set forth for me, I have to keep that same mentality. So I figure whether or not you are Christian or not, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You still have to acknowledge the things that had took place. So I figure, hey, the judges think what I displayed was not professional, was not representable to be number one, and I feel like it was one other way that they could took care of this with me. At the prejudging, I think Jim could have sent one of his judges backstage and said, we don't want you to finish the show. I could have respect that much more than having me go through the whole complete show to the night show and then say, hey, exercise, hey, Irish, you're not in the top six. I'm like, yeah, right, whatever. He said, no, I don't have your name here. What's going on? And so I just said, hey, I'm going to take that knockdown, keep my head high. I'm a champ. A champ has to realize you're going to win and lose sometime. And if you want to be in the game, you got to be able to take the good with the bad, and that's how I do it. And I train, I guess, like any other person. Hey, if you want it, you go for it. You do what you have to do to get there. That's basically how I see it.
And
you have to own your own choices, basically. You know what I mean?
Like, people ask, like, okay, why is Iris Miss Olympia? Okay, there's a lot of reasons why, but I think more than anything else is that you have the right head. And half these women, because, you know, we talk to them, Iris, we're not, you know the mindset. They don't have the strong mind. They don't have the consistency. They let everything bother them. They don't believe in themselves. I don't know. There's a whole host of things. It's not even that you can just go through the whole process. It's the mind that fails you before, you know, you even get to the stage. And you
basically, all it is life is a gamble. It's areas where it's not fair, and you wonder why this took place. Basically, you have to own your bad choices,
totally.
And if you have them, make up your mind to strengthen and mature behind them and move forward. I mean, it's black and white.
Yep.
All of us have screw-ups, and maybe some of us get over them faster than others, but it's decisions and decisions that you have to make and stop being guilty, feeling guilty or regret or putting yourself down and just forgive yourself and say, hey, I made this mistake. I live with it. The judges had to do what they had to do, and I'm just going to go back into the next show and show them that, hey, I'm still that same person that you gave seven to. Now you're giving it to first. So what took place was something, a stupid mistake on my part. I take it, and I live with it. Move forward.
Yep.
Iris, you're definitely an inspiration to many. Just listening to you, honestly, you're an inspiration to me. On a personal note, though, may I ask, are you still dating your boyfriend, John Sherman? I know he has the Houston show,
question.
Which is one of my favorite shows of the year.
Yes, me and John Sherman are still together. He's a wonderful, supporting gentleman. And, you know, I didn't even think a person like that walked on the face of the earth. Believe it or not, a lot of people in the sport thought me and Patrick Lynn was an item when I was coming up through the rankings because he was always with me. Patrick was a real good friend of mine, and he helped me go through the nicks and the crannies of the sport where you don't get, you know, shafted and taking photos here and doing all these things that you shouldn't be doing. But for the most part, I was pretty much single in the beginning stage of my bodybuilding career.
Uh-huh.
And I'm glad I was because it eliminates all the side attractions. But since I met John, and me and John, we met on MySpace. Isn't that something? MySpace.
Wow. Okay.
So, yes, I'm still with John, and he's a hell of a guy, Christian guy, very, very humble, and, he gives the world. I mean, he actually out the red carpet, and you just walk on him.
See,
I say, hey, you're so nice.
See, I was getting worried, Iris, because, you know, sometimes boyfriends bring down female bodybuilders, and obviously he's only enhanced your female bodybuilding, you know, so that's good to see.
He's always been supportive, and he even asked me, I don't know how. He told me yesterday, I don't know how in the hell you do, how you do it. I don't know how you do it. You sit up, you don't get that much rest, which I don't. I don't sleep very much. And you probably think you won't grow if you do not sleep. But actually, my mind raced, and I'm sitting there. He said, you get up, and you go train, and you eat, and you cook all this food, and you run doing all these errands, and blah, 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 and you're helping all these other people. And I can't believe how you do it. But, yes, he's very supportive, and any time that I need help, and whatever,
that's
he's
great.
Just right there.
How much are you sleeping, Iris, a night now?
To be honest, what time I went to sleep? 2:30 last night. I got back up at 7, about 4 hours at the most.
And you find that's enough to get through your day and train as you're training and all your errands and everything and prepping for the show?
I would take like knickknacks, like 30-minute naps here and there, but for the most part, I'm just restless. It's, my mind is racing. I just feel like I'm behind on something, so...
That's why she's a genetic freak, Chrissy.
I know. I think she's Superwoman.
I know. All right, Iris, how about a fun question here? I didn't even see it until this morning because Chrissy's like, Colette, you got to see it before before I even talk about it. The wipeout thing, that to me looked like killer.
God.
I would Iris, forget about it. I would be done. I'd kill myself. I mean, what did you think about that? Even think about hurting yourself.
Christy, they asked me to come back again because I was one of the most popular people when they did a retake. I guess they're doing, a whole finale where all the people come back and certain people were picked back. I'm like, you guys are crazy because I was a star athlete. And even right. though it was a challenge where you win money, I still was paid for that.
I was telling about tell our listeners what this wipeout thing, what you had to do.
The wipeout thing, oh my God. It's this obstacle course where you go through all these different events and you just think, I'll tell you what it is. It has nothing to do with strength. It has nothing to do with anything but reacting. You have to be so fast at these different things that come at you that it's crazy. And believe it or not, at the Arnold last year, I had a fractured rib. My seventh rib was fractured from coming down on that water slide and hitting one of those plastic whatever, and it cracked my rib, but I still train and everything.
Oh,
but
my
it
gosh.
Is crazy.
Let me ask Iris, that big, round, bouncy ball, is that like four or five in a row? I was watching the video of you on it, and I was like, oh, my gosh, you just ricocheted off that ball. That had to hurt. Did that hurt?
It did not hurt. That actually did not hurt. It's just like a big old rubber ball, and you believe it or not, it bounces you like crazy. You would think, oh, my gosh, he's taking a beating, but no, that part didn't hurt. When I first began, it was where I got hurt and hit one of those rubber, whatever you want to call it. Standing up in the way.
Something else I noticed, Iris, I have to ask. I was listening to the host, and there's two hosts, and I know they like to make fun of their competitors that are on the show every now and then, but one of them kept referring to you as a he.
I know.
Now, what's wrong with that guy?
I called the show. I called the promoter that I was working with, the producer, and I said, you know what, I have seen this, and I want to keep it just to show my kids or my family or whoever wants to see it. But I'm, like, really taken by the fact that this one of your, whatever you want to call those guys, will continue to refer me as a guy. I don't appreciate that.
No,
it's
so disrespectful.
And additional money. I say it's not even monetary. It's not from a monetary standpoint. I'm not asking for no money, but it's very disrespectful. And the other guy was actually telling him, no,
it's a
girl.
Yeah.
It's a she.
I guess they don't, some people are dumb to the fact that women can have X amount of muscle throughout their body. They just don't want to believe it, or they just don't want to accept it, so they automatically, act very ignorant to the fact.
Well, I think he was just jealous that you had more muscle than him, obviously.
Yeah. He just threw him in the water or something.
Well, Iris, I'm going to get back because, I would love to just have you by myself and say, okay, Iris, how should I train? How should I eat? Blah, blah, blah. But what do you think? Okay, there's an exercise, and I have one in my mind that I've heard that you do, and I've actually tried to start to do it a little bit more, but I wonder if it's the same one I'm thinking of, that you think that you can't live without. That if they took it out of your repertoire, you'd be like, oh my gosh, I feel lost. What's that exercise?
Well, I hate to say it, it's not any machine at all. I'm a cardio freak. If I can get ready for a show just doing cardio, I will do cardio until my face turns purple, and I'm dark-skinned.
And I thought it was the hyper extensions, because I've talked to people like, Clyde, you got to do these hyper extensions for your glutes.
But yeah,
Iris
does them. Is a definitely, if you want your hamstrings and your glutes tight in, live and love that piece of equipment. But I'm a cardio freak. It's not a piece of equipment. I have every piece of cardio equipment in my house. I'm a cardio freak.
If you love cardio that much, Iris, I'm gonna have you do some of my cardio, because I can't stand it.
I'm horrible.
Pass it on. I'll do it. Because sometimes I have to make myself stop off season, because I'll go up to 2 hours off season, and I know I shouldn't do that.
How much do you do off season for cardio?
I would love, and I sometimes go up to 1 hour and 30 to 2 hours, and I'm like, oh, shit, I better stop. Because I'll get off my step meal and get on my treadmill, and I'm like, okay, maybe just 30 minutes on my recovery bike. So I stick to 45 to an hour, but I have went to 2 hours several times, more than I should have.
You are a machine.
Yeah, I'm a machine.
Okay, now, talking about the competition coming up, I know that after competing, I am looking forward to my first meal after that show, and I'm planning it weeks in advance. What are you going to have for your first meal after you finish competing?
Well, since I'm going to be in Ohio, most likely it's going to be, who knows, probably right after the show. I really don't have that real gung-ho want to eat something, because when I'm carving up, I'm already taking in those carbs, and it's not really, it hasn't really hit me. I think it takes about another week, or like the second week, before I really, really want to have that pizza. It's certain things that I want, and it's just, there's no substitute, and it's the fuzzy pizza that I want. I have to wait till I get back home. But in Ohio, I probably just have...
Thick crust or thin crust, Iris?
Thick, girl. It's the only way.
I totally agree. I know.
Yeah, I can't have no thin heart. I want it thick so my teeth can stick right into it with all those good old vegetables.
That's what I'm talking about. What is this thin crust pizza stuff? I want pizza. I want like the Chicago style, like inch or two.
There you go. That's exactly what I have. I have to have it. Oh,
there you go.
See, you're making me sweat right now.
I know, see?
I'm getting hungry now, lady.
I know, right? I want pizza tonight, right?
I want that pizza.
All right, Chris, Iris, is there anything different that you did this year? Are you a creature of habit? I mean, is there anything about the Arnold that you did maybe that's, you know, a little odd or out of character? Or has it just been basically, I know my deal, I'm sticking with it, and what's what works? It is what works.
You know what? If it ain't broken, why fix it?
I agree.
I've been dieting, training the same way since I've been a pro. The only thing different is that I'm able to lift more weights, and you have a couple other pieces of equipment that has been added in. But for the most part, the food intake, all that stuff is still the same. I mean, everyone's trying to find a niche, and, oh, what do you think about this? Hey, nothing has been broken, and it's been working for me, and I just, chicken, my training is the same, and the gyms I use vary because you get tired of seeing the same people, but for the most part, I'm a preacher of habit.
Well, we're excited to see you back on stage, and I have to put it on the line, Iris. Will Iris Kyle win the Miss International?
If I have to say so, yes. But you know what? We're in a very political sport, so I have to wait till the end of the night. Even when I think I'm the best, I still wait. I never call it. Even when they're, oh, you're going to win. No. No, I'll wait till they announce Iris Kyle's name at the end.
Well, Iris, I just want you to know that as you are my personal favorite, I always say that when anybody asks, and I can see it happening this year, but I cannot wait. It's going to be a great show. And
we'll be cheering you on.
Yes, we
Thank
will.
Thank you. I need it.
And Iris, we did it.
Scream, Iris, yes.
And Iris, you know, if you need anything, I'm always there. I'm always doing makeup, hair, tanning. If something goes wrong with your tanning, I'm going to be in the Hampton. You know, I'm always there for you. So
okay.
Always
Thank
know that.
Thank you so much.
Best of luck to you, Iris. Look forward to seeing you.
A pleasure.
Well, you're awesome, and I know you have a lot to do, and we made it. We finished in about 20 minutes, Iris. I'm to my word.
You're a woman of your word. You know your word is everything, you know?
You know she's probably back heading out to do cardio again.
I know.
You know
kidding.
I already have my stuff ready to do cardio, but I have to go help a client.
See, she's so giving. I love her.
I know. I'm kind-hearted. We love her. We love you, Iris.
All right, Iris.
I love you guys,
We
too.
Love you, and we'll see you in a week.
Okay, see you guys.
All right. Bye,
Take
honey.
Care.
Bye-bye.
Muscle Girls, Inc. Whining is not an option for those who refuse to accept mediocrity. With these words, ALR Industries was founded in 2001 by Arthur L. Ray. The time had come to apply the knowledge acquired through a lifetime spent in bodybuilding and research to a new purpose. ALR Industries was born to provide those who refuse to accept mediocrity the tools to reach their full potential. Visit ALRIndustries.com now and refuse to accept mediocrity. RxMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise. Up to the minute news and more. Visit the RxMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows, including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RxMuscle.com.
Muscle Girls, Inc.
Okay, Colette, I'm very excited to announce our next guest. She is the 1998 Miss Fitness Olympia champion, and she's also one of the most well-known models on numerous covers throughout the physique magazines, probably the most of anyone else in the industry. The woman that I'm talking about is the very beautiful Monica Brandt. Welcome to Muscle Girls, Inc., Monica.
Hey, thanks, guys. That's a very nice introduction. Thank you. I always giggle when I hear 1998. I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's been so long ago.
You still look fabulous.
Thanks. Thank you.
Okay, Monica, the first question on everyone's mind is, where were you last year? For the first time in many years, there was no Monica on either the Arnold or the Olympia stage. What happened last year?
Well, I was actually invited to do the Arnold's Figure International, and at that time was also negotiating a possible contract renewal with BSN. And quite honestly, the reason I didn't compete is because BSN gave me an ultimatum. They said, if you compete, we can't sign you. So I was going back and forth with that, and then had a radio show similar to this, and told them that, and BSN was not very happy with me because they started getting emails from fans about them not letting me compete. So anyways, didn't end up competing, and then I didn't end up signing the contract after all.
Yeah, because I know a lot of people were disappointed not to see you on stage, so we're excited to see you back this year.
Thank you. Well, as far as the Olympia goes, I was not qualified to compete at the figure Olympia based on my seventh place placing on the 07 Olympia. So I would have had to requalify for the Olympia in figure. However, I didn't realize that because I kept hearing from various people in the industry that once you win Olympia, you're qualified for life. So about halfway through the year, I started investigating that, trying to get hold of Jim Mannion on two occasions, never got response back from him, and then talked to Lee Thompson here in Texas. He didn't know what is the deal. And so basically, by the time, Robin Chang's actually the one that told me, that, no, you're not qualified for figure, but you are for fitness.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just, it wasn't enough time for me to obviously put something together for fitness after 10 years of not doing routines. And I was booked up with camps anytime any shows were coming up that could have been a possible qualifier for figure Olympia. So,
and Monica, do you ever get frustrated with competing? I mean, you've always been somebody I've looked up to the whole industry. And
okay.
And then why do you think the judges keep placing? I mean, there's so much controversy. It's like one of those things like everyone talks about the urban legends is why Monica keeps placing second and third and you can't win. I mean, there's many stories, but I mean, do you have one that kind of...
Well, yeah, I've got my own things, I think, but...
We all have the conspiracy theory, I know. Like, where do you... I know.
Conspiracy, yes. Well, bottom line, if I do well at the shows, who benefits? Me.
Yeah, yeah.
If other people do well, some other people benefit. So, unfortunately, that's probably part of it, but, I mean, I'm not trying to say that I have, like, the top physique. I mean, I think there's been one or two shows I could have won in the past easily enough. But I don't know, the competing thing, too, it's really about keeping the fans happy, keeping my business and my business, having the exposure from the competitions for bettering my business, my camps, and making guest appearances and possible endorsements. So realistically for me, the competition is, it would be nice to win, but if I can at least place in the top or look how I need to look, then I'm pretty happy with that, because this figure, it's just so subjective.
Yep.
It's really, you just do your best and come in the best that you can look, and that's all you can do. And that's really what the fans are excited about. It's just, seeing that I'm still not getting,
That's how I look at. That's how I look at competing now. I mean, I'm a bodybuilder. It's different, but I just know where my limitations are in my physique as a bodybuilder, and I just know that as long as you go to the competition, you look good. You're great stage presence. You're just you're there for your fans, and it builds a business. I mean, I built my hair makeup business, my tan. I mean, that's what really matters.
Right. It's just part of the puzzle, part of the fitness industry puzzle.
What? So
you definitely can't make a living off the competitions, even if you're winning them.
Right.
Monica, can I ask you, what are your main motivating factors that made you decide to get back on stage this year after a little break?
Just didn't feel like I was done yet, really, and I figured I'd throw the invite request in and see if I got invited. I mean, honestly, I didn't even know if I'd be invited after the Olympia 07. I really didn't know. So I got invited, and then I figured, well, there's my answer. Motivating factor really is just feeling like I can still do it.
You won, I mean, this is 11 years ago, and I actually just watched that silly thing. I actually have that video where you won that one. I was just, every once in a while I go back to it because it helps me, like, prepare choreography for competitors. And you won the Fitness Olympia in 1998,
mm-hmm.
and then you kind of disappeared, and you switched to figure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, would you ever go back to fitness? I mean, is that something you'd ever do?
Maybe.
I know. I love it, right?
I don't know. We joke, my husband and I joke around about it. But, you know, there's just, I haven't done a full routine in 10, 11 years, 1999.
Can you still flip? I mean, can you still do?
You know what? I can still do a standing back tuck. I did one just a couple weeks ago, actually, up in Dallas at a kettlebell training workshop.
Wow.
Yeah, so I can still do my tucks, and, you know, I still have my timing as far as on a trampoline. I haven't been on the ground messing around with it much. But I don't know. You know, it's funny you asked that because Jen Hendershot told me. Actually, she told me at the Olympia there in 07, we were backstage, and she's like, you should come back in fitness and let me do your routine. Can you imagine what Hendershot would do for me?
Oh, my gosh. That'd be amazing. I mean, the thing is, you know, Monica, fitness is like, that's an awesome, awesome sport. I love it. Mm-hmm. And it just seems like more and more girls have kind of gotten away with it, and they've gotten away from it and done figure. And it's, mm-hmm. I still love to watch. Don't you love to watch the fitness girls?
Oh, I'm so inspired by the routines.
Me too.
Totally, yeah. It's and there is part of me that maybe because it's a challenge, you know. Oh,
right.
I can still do that. And I'm still out there doing my sprinting and keeping my conditioning up. That's another thing, you know. It's just the time that it takes to get the routines down. You know, I would need to really be able to dedicate enough, you know, days of the week practice that I could make it worth work. Because, I mean, I'd have to do 2 or 3 days a week. And, you know, if my husband is supportive of it and I start playing with it and just seeing how I feel, if I can do it again, you know, maybe I will. I don't know. I think it's a thought right now.
Well, I think fans would be happy whether you're on a fitness stage or a figure stage.
Thanks. We have to weigh out the pros and cons of how much time and money and effort, and will there be any gains?
You heard it here first on Muscle Girls, Inc. Monica, it's questionable, but may go to fitness.
Yeah, right now. You just never
we'll
know.
Start rumors,
just
Monica.
Don't go away.
Right.
Keep them guessing.
Monica, I have to ask. I've noticed wherever I go and I see you at a fitness expo, I see fans just lining up. I mean, the longest lines are for Monica Brandt's autograph. Why do you think you're the most popular out of all the athletes out there?
Well, probably a lot of it has to do with the amount of time that I've been in the industry and the new people coming in. They want to, you know, see who's been around and what you're all about, and they're curious, you know. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of people are curious that, oh, I hear you're really nice, and they want to see that I really am. I don't know, but I think mostly it's just because of my consistency within the industry and remaining true to myself.
Now, let's talk about these fem camps, so you can do like a shameless plug here. Talk
sure.
about what these are all about, what somebody's going to get by going to them, I mean, and how can they sign up for them, where, you know, how do we go about this?
Well, you can, first of all, we have a website, femcamp.net or .com, and that's F-E-M, it stands for fun, educational, motivational, and my husband actually came up with our name for it. He's pretty clever. So you can go to the website and see all the details and the upcoming camps and how much they cost and what you get out of it and all of that. But in a nutshell, we have full camps, which are 3-day camps, and then we have mini camps, which are like 2.5 days, you know, but the hours are a little bit less, and so the price is less. And the camps are really designed for a female to come and basically live my life in 3 days, if you will. You know, between all the workouts that we provide, they're all stuff that I do. We throw a lot of twists to the exercises, so you're not just getting a normal leg curl. You're getting a leg curl with a little twist to it, or, you know, walking lunges that are different than a normal walking lunge. So we do those, all the workouts. We have on the full 3-day camps, Kim Odo comes in and works on the nutrition for the girls. It's a 2-hour seminar. We've got two posing classes in the 3-day camps, and so they learn to present themselves well, and we practice a lot of walking and holding our physiques in, you know, pretty way. So even if you were to just walk in and... Hang on. Let me have that. That's getting ridiculous. I can't even think. Poor thing. She's going to be upset now.
Uh-huh.
Oh, now she's whining. So we have the posing sessions. We have a modeling 101 seminar, which is skincare, makeup. We have a makeup artist come in. We do Sometimes we have different guests come in and speak here in Austin. Sometimes we get a guy that comes in and talks about non-invasive cosmetic process or cosmetic non-invasive cosmetic surgery, if that's what you want to call it, like Botox and fillers and laser hair removal and laser skin resurfacing things. So we have different people that come in and speak. Maggie Blanchard comes in and talks about suit selections. Jan Tana comes in sometimes and showcases the tanning products, and then actually sets up her tent, and we'll tan the girls Saturday night after the seminar.
It's 3 days?
It is.
Okay.
And then on Sunday, we have a photo shoot. One of the top photographers, whichever state we're in, we bring in somebody that's in the area that I've worked with, and we actually have a backdrop and lighting and everything, so the girls do an actual photo shoot with the photographer, two different outfits. I'm helping them pose for their first one, and the second time they shoot with just the photographer. Kim Odo does private consultations on that day if girls want that, and the makeup artist there is doing makeup lessons for the girls that want that separate, too.
So, Monica, you're at
all these
camps?
So, we get a lot, and we keep them busy.
Wow. So, you're at each of these camps, then?
I'm sorry?
You're at all the camps that you throw, then?
Oh, of course. They're my camps. I have to be there.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, you get all aspects covered by attending the camps within the 3 days. That's a full 3 days.
Yes, they're very full 3 days, and we are exhausted afterwards and need a vacation.
Do you do, like, how many a year do you do usually?
Anywhere from 4 to 6.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say, it is an exhausting weekend.
Yeah, so I think this year, we just had one here in Austin, March 20th, we have a Pensacola, Florida. May, we're heading to Canada, Calgary. June, we've got a mini camp in Palm Springs, California. We're looking at July in Atlanta, Georgia. I haven't booked that one just yet. September is Marina Del Rey. And then we're looking at doing one in New York.
All right.
In October.
Monica, let me know about that, because I have so many girls that they're just, you know, the stage presence thing, they just don't take to heart, and it makes such a difference. You know, they can do all the dieting.
Actually, I'd like to talk to you about locations on another time, too. I've been looking at a couple different locations, and I just would like to, you know, have a little more feedback on, you know, the location.
Oh, I can definitely help you with that. Either you want to go Long Island or New York, so we have to talk,
cool.
For sure.
Beautiful. That's we're actually looking at the weekend of October 24th for New York.
Cool.
And I've got so many girls emailing me, New Jersey, New York, New Jersey, New York, please, 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 and Toronto.
Yeah.
There's a lot of competitors for that area.
They're a lot of fun, and, of course, the girls get educated and motivated.
Now, Monica, I have to ask you a question, because this is kind of dear to my heart, because I'm a person that suffers with two very bad shoulders, actually torn labrums on both my right and left. And I had read that you were suffering from a shoulder injury. I just kind of want to hear your feedback on what you did to rehab yours.
Well, I never, you know, really went and had it looked at by any specific doctor or anything, but I just know that based on the people I spoke to and what it was, it's from overuse, training heavy, maybe with, I was training heavy shoulder presses, dumbbell presses.
Me too.
And I was doing a lot of pull-ups there. Like the year when I started doing figure in 2003, I think, so towards the end of the year or the middle of the year, and then in 2004, I started really lifting heavy shoulder presses and doing a lot of pull-ups, thinking, you know, I got to get my back a little bit wider or whatever, trying to put some size on my back and my shoulders. So those two particular exercises, I believe, are what caused my issue in the rotator cuff and in the, like, a rear delt area. And it got pretty severe there for a while where I'd wake up in the morning and move my arm and just sharp, sharp pain. So I am, the only stuff I've really been doing has been, number one, I got on the foam rollers and have been really consistently using that to roll out my lat. I roll out my shoulder. I mean, I do every body part on that thing. Sometimes I'll spend an hour just rolling out all the different muscle groups. And then I started going to see a chiropractor here in Austin recently. He's been doing the ART, active release therapy.
Me too.
That is fantastic. Love it. And I have two massage therapists that I work back and forth with on deep tissue massage. So just really keeping the joint loose and the traps and the lats. You know, because you feel it in the shoulder, but realistically it's the tightening of the muscles that are going down in the trap and in the lats, rather, in the rhomboid. So all of those areas need a lot of extra work, too. It's not just, you know, that location where it hurts.
Are you back to doing shoulder presses and pull-ups?
I have been doing, like, we've been doing a lot of cable handles where I have, like, almost a hammer handle grip, mm-hmm. or a neutral grip, rather, on a cable. So the cable comes from down below and pressing up. I've been doing those, and I've been doing what we call barbell 21s, pressing out against the plate like a little easy curl bar.
Right.
And I'm pressing out so it engages the lats and I'm keeping my chest up and really all of my shoulder exercise. I haven't gone back to normal shoulder presses though, and I haven't gone back to pull-ups. But on any of my shoulder exercises, I really try to engage the lats prior to working with the shoulder. If that makes sense.
Yeah,
to stabilize the shoulder, and I was not doing that previously. My camp partner, Linda, actually is the one that started watching my form more because I was, you know, complaining about this shoulder issue, and so she's really good with injuries, and she's worked with a lot of people that had a lot of shoulder issues.
God, she needs to work with me. I mean, Monica, isn't it funny? Yeah. Like how we know, you and I know, and it's just like you get in the gym, it's habit, and you start, mm-hmm. you have some bad habits. It's just...
Yeah, well, after years and years yep. of doing something, and then, you know, and after I... You know, and I guess when I train for fitness, I train different than I did when I started doing figure. And in fitness, I was doing so much of the shoulder stuff with this routine practice.
Right.
Lots of handstand push-ups. My shoulders were always tired. So I honestly did not do much shoulder workout in the gym for probably 5 years. And then I quit doing fitness. And my training was, you know, it was decent, but it wasn't hardcore or anything like that. I was just in the gym, you know, a couple times a week, and I was running just to maintain. So when I started doing figure, I was looking at my physique going, you know, and Kim Moto and I started working with him right away, and we were trying to determine, well, what do I need to do for my physique to make it, you know, compete for figure properly? And that's where I looked, well, you know, I could use a little more shoulders and, you know, maybe a little bit more back to bring my waist in more. So, you know, what I started doing? I started doing, you know, the presses and the pull-ups, and mm-hmm. and
well,
I was not doing those much prior to, so...
I think you're
and
being
I'm
really
pretty
smart
strong, so I ended up lifting. I was lifting pretty heavy dumbbells, and I was not engaging my back. And so, you know, yeah, over time, it just started creeping up.
Well, I think you're, you know, I think you're doing a lot of preventative measures now, which is definitely
mm-hmm.
probably, you know, preventing the shoulder pain from coming back, like the foam roller and doing the release on there.
Oh my
your
gosh,
chiropractic
foam roller
and our
is my
treatment.
Friend. I'm looking at it right now. I'm just like, I love that thing. I have a few different
I have one in my house too, and I am a firm believer that definitely helps.
Mm-hmm. Have you heard of the little trigger therapy ball and the trigger therapy for runners? They have like a quad roller, and it's a smaller one, and it's pretty hard.
Oh, I haven't seen those.
It's called a trigger point therapy.
Okay.
And they sell like four different pieces in the package, or you can buy them individually. But
I gotta get one of those.
Yeah, I'm gonna have
look for if you can't find it, Colette, let me know. I'll email
okay,
you the
definitely.
Information.
Well, Monica, I travel
with this ball. I take this ball everywhere because you can use it on any of your back, and you can use it on your psoas and your glutes and your hamstrings. I mean, this thing is the bomb.
And the psoas is a bit
needle.
Painful to work, too.
I like it.
You like that?
Yes.
It brings tears to my eyes working the psoas.
Oh, yeah. IT band and that. I like the pain because I know it's going to relieve me. That's what I know. You know, I know that the deep tissue and that those kind of things and that active release, my chiropractor laughs. He's like, you're the only one that likes that and asks me to go harder. I'm like, well, because I know what relief I'm going to get from it. I don't want it to be wimpy. I want it to be nice and tough. That way I know that I'm going to have good relief from it.
It's beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
Monica, I know that on your website you're selling different types of clothing and everything. Do you have any plans on expanding the current clothing you're selling, or maybe even going to the perfume category?
Did you say perfume?
Yeah.
Yes, perfume.
Perfume.
Monica Brand's perfume. Britney Spears
you know
has
what?
It.
Perfume would be fun. I think that would be awesome, but I don't know anything about it, and I don't know any. I wouldn't even know where to start with that. But I actually have. I have a guy making me a couple of new logos, so I'm going to have some new t-shirts. Not for the Arnold, unfortunately. I was too busy earlier this year with the Arnold prep, and then we moved in January, and that was such a big haul to get everything moved, and then I had camp, and I was like, whoa, too much. But I actually will have some new shirts later this year, and My camp partner and I actually started last year a femwear clothing line, and we used one particular designer for it, and I think we'd like to look into another one. So it's moving slow, but we've got some, you know, cute things, and we'd like to expand on that.
People will be able to purchase the new clothing on your website when you
Yes.
get out.
Well, the femwear would be able to be, eventually will be purchased. Right now, we bring it to the camps with us.
Okay.
But eventually, we hope to have a shopping cart on the website, on the Fem Camp, you know, website,
mm-hmm.
and have it available at that rate. So, you know, in due time. And I work here out of my house, so it's like I only have so much storage space here.
Right. Monica, I have a... I mean, this is kind of the most controversial question of the day.
Boy.
Craig Titus. I mean, I hate to even bring this up, but it was Dave actually got a letter from him the other day in the mail, which was interesting. You knew him. I mean, you knew him back in the 90s, and mm-hmm. we all knew Kelly, and I loved Kelly. I mean,
I know.
How do you not love Kelly? And what is your take on the whole thing? I mean, just in your own thoughts, your own words, I mean, do you think Craig was responsible? What are your thoughts?
I'm not going to speculate on any of that.
Right.
I'm not going to judge on that. I don't even want to think about it. I just feel really sad that it happened. But on the other hand, I talked to Kelly a few times, and we corresponded through mail. And I just think that, you know, God had a plan for Kelly. If anything, he's using Kelly in jail to help a lot of the women in there. And she had told me, you know, that she was working with the girls on their diets and their training and doing aerobic classes for them. And so, you know, maybe it was a place that, you know, I don't think God necessarily makes things happen bad.
Right.
But I think, you know, he gives everyone a choice. And if we make certain choices and, you know, if we come back around to God, he can work things into good.
Well, that's good to hear. So Kelly's actually doing, I mean, that's what I would have to, right? I mean, if you were given that situation, at least she's being a positive role model there, you know?
Yeah.
You know, that's the last, you know, bit I had. Her attorney actually emailed or contacted me asking if I would send a, you know, like a letter of recommendation to the judge. And I did because, you know, I still think that she has a lot of potential, and she, you know, from what I knew of her prior to all of it, you know, was good.
Me
prior
too.
To Craig was really good.
Yeah.
That's what I pretty much wrote in my letter. You know, I said Kelly and I were really close before Craig Titus, and I just think, you know, unfortunately, she was misled, you know, and I can't speculate on the actual happenings of all that, but I think there's a lot of room for potential for her, and I hope that, you know, she gets another chance.
Yeah, we wish her the best.
Yeah, you know, and just leave it in God's hands, you know. He's the only one that can make things better. I mean, I feel horrible for the family of the girl. I didn't know her, but, you know, that's a terrible thing, and it's a very sad story.
Yeah, well, thank you, Monica. I didn't want to, like, I just want, you know, I think that insight alone was interesting to hear about Kelly, because I think people really do want to know how she's doing, you know?
Well, you know, I don't know if you know, I went to visit her when she first was in jail, and it was a very hard experience for me. I'd gone to Vegas for a job, and I just felt like I was supposed to go and see her, and of course, I didn't tell anybody. Pastor Michael Wanger was going to visit Craig and Kelly, and I'm close friends with him. You know, I just told him that it felt like I was supposed to go.
Yeah.
So he basically got me in there, and I didn't even know if Kelly would see me, and I didn't know how she would respond.
Yeah.
But it was a very emotional day, and then I had to go to work later that day.
Oh,
it was a pretty hard day. It was like a very surreal day. I'm like, and it's so sad because you go in there thinking that you're going to, you know, in the TV shows and movies and stuff, they show it where you're sitting with a glass window pane between you, and you're like on a little phone, be able to see each other right there. It's not like that at all. There's a little computer monitor that shows, I guess, you know, that I could see her, and then I would assume that she's got the same thing on her side. It's black and white.
Really?
And the only way to make eye contact is to look up into the camera, which is above the monitor. So you can't even, like, look at the, you know, you have to look into a little camera that's sitting up to make eye contact. So it's very impersonal, and it's very hard because you're, like, talking to a camera when you want to look at the person.
Mm-hmm.
But it was challenging. She and I cried on the phone, and we didn't talk about what happened. She wanted to know what was going on with me and where we were and all of that. And the interesting thing to me is that I had sent her a text message the day that that happened.
Wow, that's
weird. On my drive to Texas with my husband, and we were moving me from L.A. to Texas, and I had sent her a text message and said, hey, I'm moving to Texas, what are you doing, hope you're okay, and I hadn't heard back from her, and when I went back and traced the day that, because I was looking, it was just like a few months ago, I was looking at the, you know, with the storyline of Craig right. and Kelly and what was going on and the day that it happened. And I was like, that is the day I texted her, because that's the day we were driving from L.A. to Texas. And I was like, she came to mind. And I tried to touch base with my friends, even if it's a short, quick text message or a call, mm-hmm. an email, something. If I think about a particular person, I pick up the phone. My heart goes out to her and to Craig, because I know that, you know, no matter whatever happened, I mean, it's not a good place to be where they are.
No way. I know.
Well, Monica, back on a positive note, where I
yes.
know I am excited to see you back on that stage, and
well,
I just want to know your thoughts about going.
You know what? I'm excited to get my suits. Maggie Blanchard's making my suits,
uh-huh.
and I'm so excited. We've picked out really pretty colors, and I can't wait to see the design she does, and I'm wearing jewelry from Elizabeth Dwelly, so I'm excited about those little things, those details.
Well,
so
Monica,
what are your expectations going into the show? How do you think you'll end up placing?
I have no expectations, honestly. I mean, this is my eighth time to be on the international stage, either fitness or figure,
mm-hmm.
and I've come in second 7 times. So, I mean, I don't even know what to think, you know, in the Olympia after 7th, I don't know.
Always the bridesmaid, never the bride, Monica.
Yeah. I know it. People think I've won so many things. I'm like, I've won 2 shows my whole career, and one of them happened to be the Olympia, which was very cool.
Right.
And the other one was a Jan Tana Classic before there was IFBB figure, or fitness even. It was before the first Fitness Olympias when I won my first pro show. The Jan Tana.
Well, Monica, me and Chrissy and the rest of the Muscle Girls Inc. crew over here, we are wishing you a ton of luck, and it really doesn't matter with you, Monica, where you place. You're a crowd favorite. We all love you. We all want you to do well, and if you need anything, you know, we'll be running around there, so just let us know.
Yeah, we wish you the best,
Monica. Thank you so much. I'm excited to see everybody, and I'm honored to be invited. Just to be invited was a big honor for me, you know, to know that they still wanted me on stage, so... You know, I don't know how the show's going to end up, but I'm looking forward to seeing everyone. And, you know, this is my 15th year to go and work at the Arnold Classic. So I have a lot of memories and fun memories from the show and a lot of, you know, buildup of energy. So that I'm ready for all the 3 days.
Well,
Monica, at the Arnold, where can your fans find you? Which booth will you be at this year?
On Friday, you know, I won't be at a booth. On Saturday, I'll be at the BNRG, which is a company that makes the Power Crunch bars.
Okay.
And then on Sunday, I'm supposed to be at bodybuilding.com.
Okay, wonderful. So, fans, you heard it. Where to find her?
And don't forget
yes.
about femcamps.com.net, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And Monica Brandt. Is monicabrandt.com?
Yes, that is.
Perfect. Monica, we'll see you in a short week.
Thank you
all
so
right,
much.
All right, thanks, ladies. I appreciate
time.
You bringing me on air and all your support. It really means a lot to me, so thank you.
All right, thanks, Monica.
All right,
thanks,
ladies,
Monica.
Have a great evening.
Take care.
Bye.
Well, Colette, I think the show went absolutely fabulous, and of course we have to thank our two lovely guests, Miss Iris Kyle and Miss Monica Brandt, who have, of course, extremely busy schedules considering this is the week of the Arnold and they are both competing. We look forward to having them on stage, so thank you, Iris and Monica, both for taking the time to be on our premiere radio show. We greatly appreciate that.
And Chrissy, for all our listeners and fans out there, if you want to talk to the real Chrissy Chin and Colette Nelson, you need to go to RX Muscle Place, which you need to log on to rxmuscle.com to find us.
Yes, that is rxmuscle.com.
Yes. Well, everyone, thank you so much for tuning in tonight. And until next week, remember, Muscle Girls, Inc., it's not just a radio show.
It is who we are.
Muscle Girls, Inc. is an rxmuscle.com presentation. Listen to Colette Nelson and Chrissy Chin every week at the same time. Be sure to download this and all of our radio shows at our website, rxmuscle.com. This has been Muscle Girls, Inc.